The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
Welcome to The Next Room with Jane Asher, where death is dinner conversation. Jane interviews experts from all facets surrounding the journey each and every one of us will experience one day. The topics range from grief, wills and trusts, hospice care, right to die issues, memorials, cultural traditions, and the afterlife. And now, your host of The Next Room, Jane Asher.
Welcome back. It is always a good day when I step out in the studio and I am allowed to interview and speak to intriguing people about their journey on the planet. Today, another great guest from Gathering at the Doorway. Camille Dan put this book together. There's 40 authors that contributed chapters to this book, and it's wonderful because all of the proceeds go back to nonprofits. Let me just do a little bit of house cleaning here. The show in its fourth year, we have over 155 episodes so far. And I love this new network that I'm on. I'm able to kind of get in the back end and see where people are actually downloading the show. So here are my cities that I am so stoked. Mason City, Iowa. Thank you. Germantown, Maryland. Sydney, Australia is a big market. Winnipeg is a big market. Tucson, Arizona. Thank you so much. And El Cajon, California. That's just to name a few. I mean, a couple of weeks ago when we were on, I was talking about Minnesota. Minneapolis is huge, and Schenectady, New York. So it really matters that you are listening and sharing the podcast. So continue to download and to save the episodes and to tell your friends about it, because it really is starting to grow. Thank you for all the book sales. I am donating 50% of my proceeds right now to the Beautiful Dying Expo, which is coming up in November. So you just click on the website at janeasherrainey.com. And if you order the book there, I'll go ahead and give Michelle from the Beautiful Dying Expo half of my proceeds. Gathering at the Doorway. It is an anthology of signs, visits, messages from the afterlife, curated by the fabulous Camille Dan. And one of the chapters is by my guest today, Sherry Gallant. So glad that you could join me today. Sherry is the wellness medium. Welcome to The Next Room.
Thank you, Jane, for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. Now, tell me about how did you become the wellness medium and exactly what is a wellness medium?
So I'll give you a little bit of my background. So I've always been about helping people. So I was always into holistic healing, and I was with the College of Traditional Chinese Medicine. So I used to have two clinics. I was a regulated acupuncturist, aromatherapist, reflexologist, anything holistic. But I just felt like there was always more to it. And then as my chapter had mentioned, in 2002, I had a car accident, and my car accident kind of took me to a different level because it was really, really a time where I call it my spiritual reawakening. I believe we all, when we're young, we all have this, I don't even want to call it a gift, because we all have this intuition. And I was in a car accident, and when I had come through, I came through in a graveyard. And the graveyard that I was in, about 6 feet away, was the gravesite of a friend of mine who had passed away, who I had named my son after. And it was just the most, still when I think about it, it really touches me because it had felt like somebody had taken me out of my car and then put me back in when it was all done and over with. And all I remember was the fire department in the back seat telling me, "Don't worry, ma'am, everything's going to be okay," and being at the hospital. But from that day forward, it kind of, I call it my reawakening, because things really started to open up for me. I started to feel things even stronger, see things, and I kind of went from there. But I didn't know what to do with it.
Right.
And it was so, you know, nowadays is not so taboo. People are starting to open up, and there's way more, because we all know there's more out there. But back then, I did some searching and I found a group. And I was like, okay, let me go check out this group. So I ended up going, it was like a psychic development class. And I remember I was being there, and all of a sudden I started talking to this woman, and she had passed and da 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 da, so on. And it ended up, this woman that was sitting on my left, it ended up to be her partner that had passed from a poisoning. But my teacher came to me and she's like, wow, she's like, you're in the wrong class. This is like a psychic development. You know, you're a medium. And
wow.
I'm like, a medium. And she's like, yes. So then I ended up going to this other class. And then I kind of went from there. I never told anybody what I was doing, because I had a son, you know, he was in high school, and you know what kids are like. I was trying to protect him, and my husband was a businessman. So I just told them I was going to yoga class. It was just a little white lie.
Right.
But so then I ended up opening up, and then I kind of came out. But with my mediumship, I mentor people. I teach people mediumship. I don't even want to say teach. I just help them get a stronger development, because okay, we just need to show them exactly what they're looking for. I also put in like I've done grief counseling courses. I kind of everything together as a wellness. And to me, whether it's mediumship, anything that makes you feel good is a wellness. And I find that even mediumship and helping people, and I've just met some, and it's just brought me to where I am today. And I know where I am today is where I'm supposed to be. So I couldn't figure out what to call myself, because I didn't want to just call myself a medium, because there's just so much more to it. So I ended up calling myself the wellness medium. But then some people call me the comedian, because I can be quite funny. So they says, you're not just a comedian, you're a comedium. So it's I've got a bunch of little nicknames and things like that.
So you had this like an epiphany.
Yes.
And did you physically end up in this graveyard, or is this okay? So you end up there five, you know, places over is your friend's grave.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where it's March 22nd, 2002. You found what I would call is your purpose. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you go to this class, I got to get this straight, and you're communicating with someone that is in the next room. You're communicating with the woman sitting next to you's partner.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So now you are like in it. You're like, what is happening? How long from that moment to when you finally said, okay, I am a medium, I am going to hang out a shingle, I'm not going to worry about what people think about me. How long did that take you?
It took me about 3-4 years.
Okay.
Really took me about 3-4 years. And I had somebody that actually said to me, you know, what are you holding back? Like, you're here for a reason, and you're here to help people. And just get it out there. And it's like anything, it doesn't matter what you do for a living, there's always going to be disagreements with people and different things. So I just kind of went with it. And I remember sitting my husband and my son down and told them exactly what my plan was. And their answer was, "Mom, if you're happy, we're happy."
Right.
And I couldn't have asked for a better answer, but I was still nervous. But Jane, let me tell you one thing that I find.
Okay.
The people, so when people say to me, you know, for me to like come out and say it, I usually kind of like, oh, so, you know, are you spiritual at all? Are you spiritual at all? And I kind of just kind of like work up to it.
Right.
The people you would never expect are the people, and I'm talking like men that are like these big burly guys. And I'm just like, and then they'll take me off to the side and it'll be like, so Sherry, like this happened to me. And it was, and it's like, it's so open now. And it's like, I don't even, it doesn't even bother me anymore. And I just didn't want, I was more worried for my family. My right. mother always told me, because my mother was always very, she used to say, you know, you see things, you feel things, but as growing up, you don't want to be made fun of. You don't want to be bullied. You don't. So you kind of like set it aside. And then you go through different stages of like, you know, then you're a teenager and then boys kick in. And then it's just, you know, you kind of just put it on the back burner. But then what I say, something tragic happens to us, whether it's the loss of a loved one or for me, it was a car accident. Something tragic happens to us and we just have that epiphany or that spiritual reawakening.
Right. So are you able to turn it on and off? Like when you are out at a restaurant with your son and your husband, are you receiving messages from other people, or are you able to kind of almost like a tuner, turn it off so that you can enjoy life?
I'm pretty good now at I say that I have a deal with spirit.
Okay.
And my deal with spirit is, I like to go dancing. I like to have fun. I like to you know, go on vacation, go for dinner. And that's my private time. And I have this deal that if you let me enjoy my time, I will always be there for you.
Right.
But it has happened. Mm-hmm. It has happened. And I don't want to step in somebody's private space.
Sure.
Some people are open and some people, I'm sure it would just freak them right out.
Sure.
But it's very I'll give you an example, because I only just did it a few weeks back, and the only reason why was because this man was like I was having a pedicure, and I was sitting having a pedicure, and I was like, I kept hearing Rose. So all I kept hearing was the name Rose. And I'm sitting there and then I'm like, okay, no, this is not the time. I'm looking around, his place is empty, just the employees, they're Vietnamese. I'm like, okay, there's a Rose, not, you know, just I'm doing my thing. Within like 30 seconds, a woman comes walking through the door and the owner of the business says, hi, Rose, how are you? And I was like sitting there and I'm like, oh no, don't tell me. So this man kept like coming through and he was like Antonio, or I can't even remember what his name was, but he was European. He had an accent. And then what happened was I went from my feet to have a manicure, and I was talking, now Vietnamese people are very spiritual and they know what I do, or we talk about it all the time when we have conversation. And then what happened was I'm sitting there and I said to the lady, I says, I don't know. I says, do you know that lady behind me? And she's like, no, she's just a client. And I'm like, okay. I said, so, and she goes, well, you need to tell her. And I'm like, no, I says, I don't need to tell her because I don't know if she's open. She says, well, how do you like come about it? So then what happened was she gets up and she's ready to leave. And she looks at me and she's like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm fine. How are you? And I looked at her and I says, can I ask you a question? And she says, sure. And I said, are you spiritual? And she says, no, not really. But she says, obviously you are. So what's up? So I says, well, I don't know. So I told her when I was sitting there in the name, she says, oh, she says, so what was it? So I told her this man's name and she starts bawling her eyes out. Oh. And I'm like, I'm really sorry. She's like, no, 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 no. And she's like, what else? And I says, well, I feel like it's talking to a man. And I feel like there's a man that's going through something. To make a long story short, it was her father-in-law.
Wow.
And I had said like Antonio or something. And he mentioned her husband's name and he's going through something. And there was some real personal stuff that came up.
Okay.
She was really, really crying. And she's like, you don't know how much my husband needed to hear this. And then on her way, she turned and looked at him. She says, all my friends are spiritual. And she says, I just said to one of them the other day, somebody, some stranger has to just walk up to me out of the blue and give me the message for me to believe. And wow. She looks at me and she says, Sherry, thank you so much. She sent an email. She must have found me or something or searched me out, but she sent an email just like, you changed my family dynamics. And I just want to say thank you.
Wow, that is so cool. So even skeptics that are not necessarily plugged into a spiritual center, you know, they can receive messages, and then it validates kind of what's been going on. Are you able to do remote readings, or do people need to come and sit with you in your space?
Not at all right now, because I haven't gone back to in person yet.
Okay.
So I'm doing Zoom, and I also do phone, but I love to see the person.
Sure.
I love to. But I usually meditate before it. And yeah, like I actually had one this morning, and they're just so like, you do a reading for somebody and then they go off to their normal life and you don't really no, because it's like, okay, you know, and I say, I always record it because I always want them to have something to listen to. And maybe there's something that never happened yet or something they had forgotten about. So I just want them to have that, because I don't want them sitting there writing notes, because it just
right.
takes their attention away.
Absolutely.
So and then I get like these beautiful emails, and one woman's just like, I slept last night for the first time in 3 years.
Thank wow. you. Oh my goodness.
And I can also tell you, I do events. I do like live events too with a few hundred people. And I want to tell you about somebody that I had ended up mentoring afterwards.
Okay.
But I was doing an event for in a town, and somebody had sent me an email after a few days later, and she said that she was at the event, but what had happened was she was at home and her girlfriend had called and said, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm picking you up because I have two tickets to go see this medium and so-and-so canceled. The show starts in 10 minutes. I'm picking you up. So she says they show up at the show. Doesn't her mom come through? She sent me a message and she said, I just want you to know that if my friend never would have picked me up, she says, I was contemplating suicide.
Oh my goodness.
And she said, my life has changed. I'm a mom again. I'm getting help for my addictions. She says, my whole life has changed. And she says, I just want to say thank you. So we don't really know the impact that you have on somebody.
Right.
And it's very touching. I wish I could just like help everybody like all at once, you know, and I know, you know, one person, my husband always says, you know, you're just one person, you can't change the world. And I says, I know, but I'm one person, but it's a ripple effect. By me helping one person is helping change the world.
Absolutely. What are the souls and the energy of those that have transcended and that are in the next room? What are the messages that you're receiving? And are you receiving the same thing only in different languages in different ways?
Okay, so with me, so there's what we call the clairs, right? So there's clairaudient, which is clear hearing, clear sense, the smelling and stuff. I'm very clairvoyant. It's a knowing.
Okay.
And with me, it'll be, for instance, I had a woman, I have what I call my own personal dictionary that spirit uses. So the more I read, the more I learn about different cultures, it all gets put into my own personal dictionary. So what happens is spirit will use my personal dictionary for me to translate to the recipient.
Okay.
For example, I had a woman, but there was a male energy on the other side, and he kept showing me my son. So when they show me my son, they're telling me they're a young male. And okay. My son's he's 28 right now. So kept going on, and he kept showing me my son. So I asked her, is Michael significant? And she rolled up her sleeve and had "In Memory of Mikey" tattooed on her arm. I had another gentleman show me a pot of barley soup. Now, when I'm doing readings, I have to have it in my head, like I say to myself, Sherry, it's not for you to understand. I can't sit there and say it doesn't make sense, because it's not for me to make sense out of.
Okay.
It's for you to make sense out of.
Okay.
As the recipient. I had a gentleman show me a pot of barley soup. I was like, barley soup? Why is he showing me barley soup? As soon as I said barley soup to her, she started just sobbing. His name was Bartley. But I would never get Bartley. I don't know a Bartley. And that day was his birthday.
Wow.
I had a woman here with her mom. She's a naturopathic doctor. She's in my life now. It's been like years. And she came to see me with her mom, and they're Jewish. And she came to see me, and I kept seeing a Yahtzee game. And I kept seeing these numbers on dice, and I didn't have a clue about what it was. And she had called her mom in afterwards, and she says, I show her the dice numbers, and she's like, and I said, a Yahtzee game. And she says, it's not Yahtzee, it's Yakitz. And then the Jewish, that's their death date, is the Yakitz. But I said to her, somebody's having a baby, and the daughter's like, well, it's not me. She says, I'm like, you know, I have a 2-year-old, and things aren't going so great right now. And anyways, her mother, they stopped at the drugstore when they left me. And I got a message that night in capital letters in the subject. It says, I'm effing pregnant.
Oh, my
and
God.
And she's like, I must have been pregnant like 2 days ago. And then 9 months later, she said, and I said, Blue, she sent me a picture of her little boy who she had named after her dad.
Wow.
And it's just like, she'll send me a text every so often just to say, send me a photo of him.
Oh,
and
that's so cool.
And it's just... like, I just, like, even for me, it's like, wow.
Right.
Like, it's so, like, these are things that you can't make up.
Right. Absolutely. What I really want to know is, what messages do those that are in the next room, once they transcend and they're on the other mm-hmm. side, what do they want us to know? Like, what is it that they really want to share with us that's important for us to gather?
Right. So a lot of times it's usually for the family. It's usually what they do for me. It's more validation that they're still here with us, and they see what's going on in people's lives. And the main one would be like, just live life. Like, don't worry, and just live life to the fullest. It's like, yesterday's gone, and it's like, live for today and just enjoy life, because one day it's just gone. But I feel like a lot of the messages is, there's more to life. Like, we're like these humans living in this spiritual world. And I always say, it's like, as we get older, you know, we get older, like my father-in-law just turned 90, and he's just like, you know, Sherry, he's like, my wake up and my mind is like, boom, like swift. And he goes, and then I move and I know I'm 90. It's like our body's like this shell. So like our spirit, our energy, like it's so much more brighter and so much more young. And we're always like full of this energy, but they send you signs. I lost my mom. And that's other people are like, well, does your mom hang out with you? My mom doesn't hang out with me all the time. And I'll be quite honest. I haven't felt her around me for a little bit, but I have three brothers that are going through their own stuff. And I can't be greedy and always want her to myself. I don't believe that she could be everywhere all at once. It's like, I feel like they really need her. they need her. And she always told me, like, I'm the only girl. She knew I was independent. She never had to worry about me. But the signs that I received from her were just like blown away. Just blew me away of how clear those signs were. I've heard her call my name as if she walked through my front door, like, share, you know, and they are like your book, The Next Room. Wonderful. Everybody, they all have to read it. And it's just, you know, The Next Room is the perfect way of saying it. They're just in the next room. And I just love that. I love that, Jane.
Well, thank you. That was given to me by my good friend, Budge. You know, you said that you don't feel that she can be everywhere. And that's kind of opposite of what I've been shown, like that they literally are so expansive that their energy can be.
Right.
But everywhere.
But also, like, I have three brothers. Every one of them is going through something. So maybe my mom is just kind of letting me do my thing because I'm always helping people.
Like, okay.
You know what I mean? Like right. She knows I'm good. She knows I'm helping people. When I need her, she'll be there. But I don't, not that I'm not saying I don't ever need my mom, but you right. know what I mean? Like, she knows sure. I'm in a good place.
Right.
And I just got to call upon her. But no, like, they're always going to be there for us. They don't leave us. That link, that love that you have, how do you give birth and raise and then all of a sudden one day it's just gone?
Right.
It just doesn't happen.
Right.
And ask for the signs. They'll give it to you. There's so many wonderful signs, and just, you know, you figure out which ones are for you. Not everybody will receive the same one, right?
And
I
love
the whole scent one. Like, my mother's house always smelled like vitamins. It was like opening up a jar of vitamin. Every so often, I will get that whew, whiff of like vitamins coming across my nose. And it's just like, I could tell you within a couple of days after her passing, I had a house that we were building. And I was so upset, and I was getting things ready for her celebration of life. And I was like saying, like, my mom's never going to see my new house, and she's never going to, I was just going through the whole grief process. And I stopped at a friend's house because I was going to the airport to pick my son up. And I said, you know, I'm having these doves for her grandchildren to let go at her service. And then what happened was, I'm like, okay, I got to go to the airport. To go to the airport, I have to drive past my house under construction. And it's a country road. It's black. There's no lights. And I see like this minivan in front of me. And I was like, wow. I go, well, this is kind of weird. It's like a country road. You must be lost. So as I come up behind him, he stops in front of my driveway where my new house is being built. And as I pulled up, I looked at the license plate and it said TWODOVES. Who has a license plate that says two doves? When I was just speaking to my friend, I just got the doves ordered for her service and in front of my house under construction. I was like, wow. Mom, I know you see my house. And it's just like wonderful. You turn on the radio, you'll be thinking of somebody, and then all of a sudden you get in your car, start the car, and all of a sudden that favorite song comes on.
Sure.
They're always there to comfort us. They're always there to, like, when I say like they can't be everywhere at once, it's like, I don't feel like she's watching me 24/7.
Oh, yes. Oh, I see. Absolutely.
Right? So
I get that. Right.
Yes.
I see, which I totally understand that. So you're doing events. It's October right now. You have anything coming up you want to talk about? Can people come see you live, or should they book on your website? Like, what's the best way for people to reach you? Because we're almost running out of time here.
Yep. They can go on my Instagram page, which is Official Sherry Gallant.
Okay.
Or go to my website, www.sherrygallant.com.
Okay, great.
Yeah, my next event is, there's a big one, November 26th in Vaughan. at the City Playhouse Theater.
Wonderful.
And there's so much more, and there's workshops, and there's mentorship programs, and
all that.
Kinds of really good stuff. And and I'm pushing the, I'll have some of the Gathering at the Doorway books there. And yes, I was so blessed that Camille had asked me to be a part of it. And she's brought so many beautiful people together. And I'm just really grateful for that opportunity. And it's an amazing book. And every story that I've read is just like reading. It's like reading 40 books in one.
I know. I love that. I know. It's really great because there are about 40 authors involved. And I love that she is donating all the money and all the proceeds back to like Forever Family, helping parents heal. Mm-hmm. I was just in Santa Barbara recently and did a speaking engagement for IANS, which is the International Near-Death Studies Organization. And she donated the money back from the sales of Gathering at the Doorway back to IANS Santa Barbara. So it's just got a, it's got good energy surrounding it because she's not doing this for personal gain. She literally is doing it to help other people understand that you're never alone. They don't leave us. They're always here. They surround us. They love us. And they're rooting for us from the next room.
They are.
Sherry, you're amazing. I just absolutely think you're just such a lovely, heart-centered woman. And I love that you're here to serve your higher purpose. SherryGallant.com. I'll have everything in the show page. Do you have some final thoughts for us before we wrap up on the next room?
I thought, you know, the one thing we all have in common, it doesn't matter who we are or how much money we have or what ethnic group we belong to, we all are the same on the inside, and we all end up at the same place when we're done. I just be kind. It's all I ask is just be kind and just smile at somebody. Like, you don't know what somebody's going through, and that energy from a smile can just change somebody's whole day. We just need more kindness in the world right now. And, you know, even people that be kind to unkind people, because they're the ones who need it the most, right?
Why isn't that the truth?
So, and I always say, like, hurt people, and just remember, we don't know what's going on in their lives. So just be positive and just smile at them, hold the door for somebody. There's always something, you know, it doesn't have to be monetary. It doesn't have to be a gift. It doesn't have to be, it's just a smile or hold the door for somebody. And it changes your day. I know it does for me.
Absolutely. What a beautiful, just heart you have. And SherryGallant.com is where you can reach out to Sherry. She does mentoring. If you're curious and you're thinking, boy, I've been really kind of plugged in lately, she can kind of help guide you through that process. So check it out on her website. The next room, where death is dinner conversation, we cover it all, wills and trusts. We talk about hospice care, the biggie grief. I'm going to have a huge grief expert on in a few weeks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for the book sales. Thank you for being involved with the Next Room community. And, you know, our Facebook page is so much fun. That page is like such a community of love. And every morning I wake up and I just smile because I have so many good people that are there and they're sharing their stories and chiming in. And we're all supporting each other with what Sherry said, with kindness. So thanks again for tuning into the Next Room. I will be back in a couple of weeks with another amazing person on the show. Sherry, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you for joining Jane and listening to the show this week. Please subscribe and follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. The Next Room with Jane Asher, where death is dinner conversation.
Since 1977, Omega Institute in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley has hosted some of the best spiritual teachers and social visionaries, sharing their messages of hope, healing, and transformation. On the Dropping In podcast, hosted by Emmy Award-winning producer Callie Alpert, you will enjoy in-depth interviews and conversations with people like Pema Chodron, Jack Kornfield, Jon Kabat-Zinn, and many others on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Also, check out the video series on Spotify.